By July 15th, after the All-Star game, the Cardinals were in high gear. They led by 4 games, were playing at home on a Saturday evening, and had Gibson on the mound against Pittsburgh. The Cardinals led 1-0 as the Pirates batted in the 4th. As Roberto Clemente stepped in, things couldn't have looked better. Seconds later, they couldn't have looked worse.
There's the pitch. Oh, he's hurt. Gibson's hurt. That ball hit him off the leg. A base hit. He's knocked down. Oh, he's hurt. Right on the right ankle. He's lying on his left side, and he's in much pain. And here comes trainer Bob Bowman. Oh, he was really socked.
He had a broken leg, but he didn't know it. And he kept pitching, at least for a little while.
There's a 3-2 pitch on the way. He fell down as he threw that ball. He's hurting. Oh, he's really hurting. He fell down that time. And he's not going to get up.
I guess he reached back for a little extra on that 3-2 pitch, Harry, and he really went down. And he fell down, his mouth open, and he was looking for help, and then lay back as though he was going to pass out.
He was lost until September, and the Cardinals lost the game. Desperate for pitching help, they acquired Jack LeMay from the Mets prior to a doubleheader with the New York Ball Club the very next day.
The Cardinals lost that doubleheader, and LeMay was ineffective. From there, they went to Cincinnati, lost the first game there, and saw their lead dwindle to a single game. Without a doubt, this was the low water mark of the 1967 season.